Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Right, send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. And of course, let's hear what you say. And tell us also what you feel about the concept of mercy in our lives. Do we understand this, you know? Much of the times, or have we gone on to actually not understand this quite well? And this in itself has had us, you know, somewhat somehow misunderstanding mercy. So we are touching base on that. We trust the Father will do you good graces so much in a mighty way. And of course, let's talk to you, Mfundisi Mota. I am looking at Psalm 115 verse 1 says, not to us, O Elohim, not to us, but to your name give glory because of your mercy, because of your truth. The mercy of the Father always goes with the truth. Yet again it says, the mercy of the Father make us victorious, but it is not our glory. It is the glory of the Father. So, uNkulunkulu udlulisa oshibini. Makadlulisa oshubini bese uthi hayi ngahlakanipha ngagijima. But actually it is the mercy of the Father that got you through, and the glory belongs to him. Each and every time in his mercy we see also his glory. He overcomes everything that seems to hinder us. Kenneth.
Absolutely, Mbundiswa. As you know, you are saying this, I'm reminded of the scripture when Yeshua Mashiach was talking to his disciples, and they were asking him that who has sinned, when they were talking about the man who was born blind. And they were asking him, who has sinned, is it this man or his parents? And Christ said, it is not him, neither his parents, but so that the glory of the Father can be seen. You know, the Father will make us to conquer in challenges of this life, and he will expose us and take us through in the valley of the shadow of death, so that when we become victorious, we understand it is not our victory, and it was not about us, it was about him. So that's how the mercy of the Father is. You know, the mercy of the Father provides protection in terms of danger, in terms of harm, and the Father will appear and just be merciful to us. And we should also remember at all times, we should give glory to him, because the word of God in the book of Psalms, chapter number 145, verse 9, says, the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. In other words, we are the works of his hand. We are the creation of the Father. And his goodness, you know, the mercy, it is not about our goodness. It is not about but it is all about him, because he is the merciful God. And when he demonstrates mercy and compassion over our lives and protecting us and saving us and forgiving us, and with all this punishment, it is not because we are better, or it is not because we are good, but it is all about his goodness. So we should remember that his mercy is extended to. That is why the word of God says his mercies are new in each and every morning. Because at times we face difficulties, we face challenges, we face things, we end up saying things that we should not even be saying, but the Father will always remind us. It is important, my brother, that we need now to grow, to accept the new creation. That is why when we are in Christ, the mercy of God will help us to navigate through the challenges of this life, because he is our compass, he is our director, he is the one that will lead us into triumph, he is the one that will lead us into peace, because we can never be able to overcome anything with all our our works and strength, because asinamandla. But the word of God says the Father gives strength to those who wait upon him. So that you can be able to overcome. You are talking about victory here. And it is by the grace of God. It is by the grace of God. That is why we are saved. The salvation is just a gift. It is an unmerited favor. It is something that we have not earned. We cannot earn. Christ died for us. He died for all. For the sins of the world. Nobody can actually boast about it and say, but it is because I was better, I was praying more. That is why I am saved. You know, salvation is a gift. And the mercies of God lead us into the salvation and give us the eternal life. And we can only have eternal life when we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior. Thank you, my brother.
Sure. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, my friend. Send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. You can drop us a voice note also there. Otherwise, you can also talk to us directly live. It's 012-334-1322.
Tune in. Grow in faith. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. This is happening throughout up to the hour 7. And we are touching base on the issue of what is meant by the mercies of the Father. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you so much for the WhatsApps. I really, really appreciate. Let's start with Dumisane.
It's good to connect again today and to hear from you, brothers, in the name of Jesus. Greetings to the listeners also and everybody in Jesus' name. Amen. God's mercy, brother. You know, like his mercies are new every morning, you know. I'm actually reminded of the scripture that says his mercy endureth forever. Which is out of his mercy that we get the blood of Jesus. You know, being God, being the God of peace, in the blood of Jesus, he actually reconciled us to himself, to initiate, to take a first step towards peace. He was motivated by mercy. He was merciful to us, you know, all of us. And then we could be friends again and be in the fellowship, you know, before I met God, I used to be punishment minded myself, you know, and that made me run, you know. Maybe I still do. I sometimes see others also on the run, you know, just like Adam went and hid himself, you know, sometimes. In fact, that's how I used to be also, you know, and I pray. I'm praying that may God, the Holy Spirit, you know, give us the revelation in Christ Jesus of God's heart, which was revealed in Jesus Christ our Lord. For it is the heart of love, because God loves us so much. made him to use the mechanism of mercy to draw us back to himself, to break the wall of separation between us through his mercy. So we are very grateful to his mercies. I have a bit of a testimony, Pastor Ray, on that note, you know, with regards to God's mercy. You know, personally, myself, like I already said, I used to be an extremely shy person, very shy, I couldn't even move or talk to anyone. Actually, I was feeling kind of like rejected, feeling like I'm not adequate, because I felt like those who had the power of the law then, those who were senior to me, they were hard to please. I was always wrong, I did this wrong, So I end up, developing that kind of personality and feelings. So I was, that kind of, it was quite painful. I was too afraid. I would even shake, basically. And when somebody's talking, I would literally go to a panic. That's how bad it was. Pitch your voice high. I get devastated, even if you didn't say anything wrong. So however, my testimony is that when I met Jesus, in the first year of meeting Jesus, we used to have a huge argument with Jesus. Because Jesus used to say, when I saved you, now we are equals. And I was like, no, I'm not with you. You are bluffing me. It can't be like that. There's no such a thing. Me, I know that I'm the good for nothing. I can't reach the stand, particularly of yours being God. I was really fascinated with. There was a point where Jesus says, you know what, man, I need you hold. I was like, no, it's impossible that God can need me being a human being. All those quality, he also needs me to partake in the partnership so that I bring the man element and I bring the God element. That I understood long after. Then it was completely unthinkable that a huge God can be actually a friend to me. However, finally, I noticed that, no, this guy, meaning Jesus, is different. He's insisting on this matter, and he's keeping at it. So I was feeling, bit by bit, he was winning me over. No, he was making me feel better, until I started to believe him. So then, after starting to believe him, then that's when my life started to change. Then I started to see that he's actually a sweet guy. I started to enjoy this equality with him. I could ask him questions, he could answer back in a manner that I've never felt before. So ever since, my life has been slowly changing, coming to where I'm at now. And I'm still growing even now. But it's a beautiful, sweet relationship of friendship. It's safe for me. I usually always sink into it. If I feel like the iniquity of treatment in the world is getting into my nerves, I just go fellowship with Jesus. I know I'll come out there feeling okay. And then I'm also praying that the Jesus in us and through what we learn from him, we can actually permeate that spirit into the world so that the hierarchy in the world, can be actually be corrected with the equality in Christ. You see, in Christ we come from various backgrounds, but if you really understand this relationship, we end up, feeling like we are the same, which is something I love so much. Yeah, thank you so much, Pastor Ray. I really pray that spirit into the church. I know it's there, but I'm praying it more because it's still gradually coming, that it may explode and affect the world at large. Yeah, thank you so much, Pastor Ray. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you so much to me. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good also, my friend. We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. I don't know, man, if you remember this song. We used to play it long ago. What I liked was the arrangement of the song. I really love the arrangement. If you get into studio and you're able to arrange this, and especially place the bass in the right space.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Where hope and faith thrive. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Right, send us your WhatsApp. So we're 2657-2729. Let's hear what you say. We're touching base. This is the issue of the mercies of the Father. What these are even all about. And much of the times what you come to make of this, you know, when we speak of the mercy of the Father. Thank you so much also to Misani there. And Kotsa B. Mavimbela says, greetings, Murit Rain, your guest, Mercy Musamahau, says, Luke chapter 6, verses 36, be merciful even as your Father is merciful. James 2:13, for judgment is without mercy to one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Matthew 5, verses 7 says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. His mercy is what keeps us going when we feel hopeless, worn down, or discouraged. Amen. To God be the glory. That is Kotso B. Mavimbela. Thank you so much. Kotso, I really appreciate. Send us a WhatsApp. So we're 2657-2729. Let's hear what you say. We're touching base on this, the issue of the mercies of the Father. What these are even all about, I need to hear from you.
657 AM, Radio for Believers in Action.
Pastor J.T. Klapane says, yeah, there are no words in the world large enough to fathom or to define the mercy nor the truth of God. Remember, anything that cannot be measured has no time frame, but those that can be measured are infinite and or everlasting. Those that can be measured, says, to say his mercy is everlasting, then it automatically categorizes under the mundane time frame. The mundane time frame. Thank you so much, Pastor Joseph Klapani. I really appreciate, sir. May the Father do you good. And then send us your WhatsApp. So wait, 2657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this issue of the mercy of the Father. And you can drop us a voice note there, 082-657-2729. Otherwise, give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Right, 657 Media Moeve Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you good. Pastor Kang, 50, says, good evening, Pastor Ray and Bafundisi. Kira B from Sibukeng, my daughter, from the Men on Track, says, about mercy of God, the Bible says, according to Luke 18, verses 10 to 14, two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself, God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I have. But a tax collector stood at a distance. He could not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Thank you, Pastor Kang, from Sibukeng. This is Rabi. All right, send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. We're touching base on this, the issue of the mercy of the Father.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM.
Babangani.
Bongithubang bingelele kwemfundisi uRing bingelele nabafowethu abangamagesti ke lapho estudio ngibingelele nabalaleli bonke bomsakazo weRadio Pulpit nginibingelela ke egameni lenkosi yethu uChristu Jesu waseNazareth. Isihloko sanamuhla sithi The Role of Mercy in Our Lives, ichaza lesihawu empilweni zethu. Mercy is an expression of who God is and his love to us. Compassion, pity for the understanding and the quality. The word is also changed to loving kindness, favor, and steadfast love. Mercy in Hebrew word is chesed, Greek word elios. Exodus chapter 34 verse 6 to 7 says, And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful, and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth. 7. Keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third and the fourth generation. Mercy is a characteristic of God. God's active compassion and kindness towards humans, withholding deserved punishment and offering forgiveness and salvation. Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 31 says, Nevertheless, in your great mercy, you did not utterly consume them nor forsake them, for you are God, gracious and merciful. We can read on our own Lamentations chapter 3 verse 22 to 23. God showed his loving relationship with people, demonstrated most importantly in the act of Christ's sacrifice on the cross. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 17 says, Therefore, in all things he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. Mercy is the gift of God's undeserved kindness and compassion. Christ's act of atonement on the cross is the greatest exhibit of God's mercy, providing forgiveness and a way to salvation. God's plan, man part comes from his merciful love for his people, knowing there was nothing we could do to earn a way into his presence. He made a way through the crucifixion of Christ. Overcoming death, Jesus opened up a way into God for us. We can read on our own 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. Jesus' compassion. He showed evidence of mercy by healing the sick, forgiving sins, and showing pity to those who were suffering. Matthew chapter 14 verse 14 says, And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them, and healed their sick. We can also read on our own Matthew chapter 20 verse 34. As believers, we are called to show the same mercy and compassion towards one another that God shows towards us. Zechariah chapter 7 verse 9 says, Thus says the Lord of hosts, execute true justice, show mercy and compassion everyone to his brother. We can read on our own Matthew chapter 18 verse 33, Colossians chapter 3 verse 12, 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 9. Titus chapter 3 verse 4 to 7 says, but when the kindness and love of our God and Savior towards men appeared, 5, not by words of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. 7, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. How do we qualify to have compassion? Through prayer, God's word, and the Holy Spirit living in us. Each day brings fresh new mercy. Lamentations chapter 3 verse 23 says, they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Psalm 32 verse 10 says, many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who turns in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. In closing, Jude 1 verse 2, even though it has got only one chapter, mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. I thank you. God bless you. In Jesus' name, our Lord and Savior, amen and amen.
Amen. Babongane, thank you so much. I really appreciate. Say, may the Father do you good.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho ku WhatsApp ku 082-657-2729.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Tune in. Grow in faith. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Now, the mercy of the Father. Jabu, let me bring this to you. It is the Father relenting concerning the sins we have done and the punishments we have done. The punishment we deserve. When you look at Jeremiah chapter 26 verse 3, says, perhaps everyone will listen and turn from his evil way, that I may relent concerning the calamity which I purpose to bring on them because of the evil of their doings. It is when the Father relents on bringing judgment or punishment upon us because of his mercy. Mercy is when he relents on bringing the appropriate result of our sinfulness upon our lives. He chooses not to do so. And by showing us this aspect of mercy, of him relenting to punish, is actually an indication that we need to repent. He is appealing to us to repent. What say you, Jabu?
Yeah, thank you very much, my friend. Please, you know, his mercy is unmerited. That means we don't deserve it because of not according to how we have done. Performance actually for us. So as we are also quoting there in the book of Jeremiah, so it shows that we are not treated according to the way we are supposed to treat them. Father there shows his compassion, he shows his kindness, he shows his mercy, you know, to us. Instead of us reaping what we have sown or being treated that we deserve, but we find the Father pardoning us. We find the Father forgiving us. We find the Father even restoring us and filling us with more of himself. Even though one might then maybe bring in the conversation of license to sin. No, mercy is not license to sin. Yet it is the unmerited favor of the unmerited compassion of the Father, which is sent to all men. Everyone is called by mercy.
Otherwise, if it was not the mercy, my friend, otherwise it was hopeless. It was, we were all doomed to die and go to hell. But because of his mercy,
in the book of 1 Peter 1, 3, he says,
blessed be the God and
Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
You know,
we've been born again through this mercy that the Father
has extended, you know. So that's why we should never even confuse it
as life and duty. But it is extension of his love, extension of his God, extension of his will for every one of us to really be saved and be born again,
so that we can really experience his eternal life. It is through his mercy that he has extended to every one of us. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much, Jabu. I think it's the microphone on your phone. I think it, because it comes back, it goes, it comes back, it goes. And then when you take your voice up, it goes. And yeah. But nevertheless, we heard you. And of course, send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say about the matter. And talk to us there. We are talking about the very notion of the mercy of the Father upon our lives, what it is even all about. The mercy of the Father upon our lives, what it is even all about. What has been your experience? What's your testimony?
Radio Pulpit is more than just a radio station. We're a community. For over 40 years, we've been a trusted Christian voice, bringing God's word, encouragement, and hope into homes and businesses across South Africa and beyond. As a community radio station, we depend on your praise, support, and partnership to continue broadcasting life-changing content. Together, we can build families, equip young leaders, and share Christ's message with the nation. You can support Radio Pulpit through once-off donations by way of EFT payment, Zapper and SnapScan, monthly debit orders, or even by leaving a bequest to ensure that this voice of hope continues for generations to come. Visit www.radiopulpit.co.za for banking details and QR codes. Stand with us, because Radio Pulpit needs you to survive and thrive.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. And let's hear what you say with regards to the very notion of the mercy of the Father. Let me read again, some of the concepts, some of the issues, and some of the things that people have said about the mercy. This is from Pastor J.T. Chapane. Says, remember, they are the known, the unknown, and the unknowable. The known can be defined, the unknown can also be defined once you have exhausted intellectual avenues to discover. But the unknowable are those that must be left as they are in the world of mystery, because they can never be found nor discovered, no matter how hard we try. Hence, the mercy and the truth of God are the unknowable. All right, I hear you. Thank you so much again, sir. And when we look also into what... Pastor Pasekan, I think Pasekan has sent a message. Okay, he says, thanks again. We really appreciate it. We give the Father the glory. Okay, Kus, you've sent me a video, man. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. Sipo, let me bring this to you. Now, if you look into the word of Joel, chapter 2, verses 13 says, so rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Elohim Yahuwah, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and great in kindness. And he relents from doing harm. When we talk about the mercy of the Father, therefore, we speak about the graciousness of the Father, being slow to anger and great in kindness. Sipo,
That's true indeed, Mfundisi. Remember, if God has shown his anger towards us, no one would have survived that. You know why? It is because God was so merciful to us. He understands that we are weak, we are human, and we thank God to put us back in there so that we are now saved through his mercy starting each and every day. But it's important as a church that we need also to extend the invitation to those who are still far from the kingdom of God, that God's mercies are new each and every day. Judging them quickly, acting judgmentally unto them, it won't help them, it won't save them. But rather, you have to usher them into the presence of God that is full of his mercy. Remember, the Bible literature of his son, that is Helen Somus, Skangungul, Ubasabelumus, or his sins and cuts family. We have to show also the same thing to other people. Remember, preaching Christ to people, as Balashi, don't judge them. But let us show the same kindness so that we come to the knowledge of who Christ is. And if it was not God's mercy holding that judgment to us, you would have not even been saved even now today. So I thank God for this. According to Titus 3 verse 5, he saved us not because of our righteousness we have done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewed by the Holy Spirit. So we have to go there outside the foundation. Let us show and invite an invitation from the Squamanya Bank. Let us show them that kindness. We can deliver a certain funding from the Slama Tota, Amabila Temple, and Nia Tandaza, and Nia Tishai Fubi, nothing goes in Haugen. That's what we should do. Otherwise, we have to show that kindness and that mercy towards those who are lost.
Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. And I'm keen to hear from you, 012-334-1322. You can also talk to us directly there. All right, Mfundisi Mota, let me bring this to you. Just after this,
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. And we are talking about the mercies of the Father. Mfundisi Mota, let me bring this to you also. Now, when you read also... all right, it looks like I've lost Mfundisi Mota. I will try to connect with him again. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. And of course, what is the mercy of the Father even all about? We are touching base on that. Send us also a WhatsApp there with a voice note. We will be keen to hear from you with regards to that.
Yes, Mbuyile, my brother. Thank you.
Now I am reading the aspect of the Father. It says, this is. Something that we need to look into even again. You know, we need to look into even again. The word speaks something with regards to the mercy of the Father. In Micah chapter 7, verses 18 says, "For who is Yahuwah like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He does not retain his anger forever because he delights in mercy." The mercy of the Father is also his delight in tokozo yakhe. And it's amazing also there, because he says he pardons iniquity, and in the mercy we also see the Passover. Because it says, "And the passing over the transgression of the remnant of the heritage." We see the Passover. He passes over the transgression. Isn't that amazing, Mfundisi Mota?
Mfundisi, it is very much amazing. It shows the compassion and the love of the Father, that he forgives us our wrongdoings, our sins. You know, as you are reading, I'm reminded of the scripture of David, when the prophet came to him and pointed out his wrong, and he said, "You have done wrong." And the Bible says that David cried unto the Lord and said, "God, forgive me according to your multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgression." That is Psalms 51, verse 1. He said, "Blot out," in other words, "Ngolele." And we see the heart of David acknowledging the wrongs that he has done. And we see the love of the Father being so compassionate that he forgave and he pardoned his transgression. You know, according to the law the Father that has given at the time, that if anybody would be found committing adultery, he said that person deserved to die. In other words, he was supposed to be dead. So we see when David realizes the mistakes and the wrongs, and he cried unto the Father, and he cried unto the Father from his heart, pleading for forgiveness and repentance. We see the heart of repentance, because when we return unto the Father and we repent from our wrongs, the Father is so compassionate and so merciful that he forgives us. And here, sisibona unkulunkulu labamba ulaka, because he could have said, "David, I'm removing you from the throne of being a king for what we have done." But because of the heart of repentance that David had, and the Father was so merciful unto him. Ukukuna bantu mfundisi langapante, who are stuck in life, because when the Father shows, when the Holy Spirit shows you, point out, you know, your mistake, your unforgiveness, the Word of God says that in Sabians, in Yama, the works of the flesh is adultery, it's fornication, it's unforgiveness, it's greediness, it's jealousy. When the Father points out that the jealousy that one has and somebody but does not repent, and you find them stuck in life because they refuse to repent. The Father is so merciful and so loving in such a way that he will show us, the Holy Spirit is there to show us our wrongs. And it is now up to us that we should acknowledge, and we should ask for forgiveness, and we should repent. In other words, we turn away from our wicked ways, and the Father is so gracious and so merciful that he pardons our iniquities, he forgives us, and he withholds his anger. So here we see Mfundisi uthando luka Nkulunkulu and nokusibekezelela kwakhe. But the only thing that is holding us back, ukuthi singaphumeleli, we don't repent when the Father points out our wrongdoings. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. I really appreciate just a bit of this. Just a bit of this before we go.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
I'm gonna see if I can play this in the background just a bit, because there's something from Nikki the First Lady. And Nikki the First Lady, thank you so much, Nikki the First Lady.
Good evening, Pastor.
Hi.
I'm listening to you and the topic on mercy. I just want to ask, God is mercy. Why God didn't have mercy on me by allowing the devil to take my child's life? I buried my child last weekend, Sunday, from a car accident. Only if God could just spread his arms and just protect my child not to die. But he died. So I don't understand why didn't he have mercy. Thanks, Pastor.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Nikki. I understand. It is good to pray to the Father. You know, not make a conclusion with regards to Him. It's good to pray to the Father and really ask the Father as to why this has really happened. You know, there are so many unfortunate things that happen to us. And there are reasons, and you'll find it's not the Father. He says, I have plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. That is what he says. And all this is contained in his mercy. And I understand and sympathize with your loss. You know, as you can tell, it is painful. I also understand that. But Bongani, as we close, let me just take it and nip it at the end there. Let's hear what you say.
This is an important characteristic for every believer of Christ to develop. If it is such a most important part who God is, then it has to be essential for us. We don't have to judge others for their sins and failures. We are to remember how many times God has forgiven us. We are to remember a lot of things which God has done for us. When we come across people who treat us unfairly, we must stop and remember how kind God was to us when we were his enemies. We can read Romans chapter 5, verse 10. Doing acts of mercy takes us out of selfishness. It makes us focus away of ourselves and to other people. I thank you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Babongane. Let me say thank you to our guests. And let me just give you each 10 seconds. 10 seconds just to perhaps respond and pray for Nikki, the First Lady, as buried her own son last week, and really saying, "Eish, what about the mercy if things are like this?" Let me start with you, Jabu.
Thank you very much, my friend. Because our sister or mother be comforted, you know, and believe the mercy of the Father. And according to Matthew 5:7, it says, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy." Let us all go out there and show the mercy of the Father.
Thank you so much, Jabu. Sipo, Ekinin.
May his grace be upon that one who has lost the son, or Shonele Mfundis. May God bless in this work and comfort in such a time. God bless you. We love you. Amen.
Thank you so much, Sipo.
Sipo.
Mfundisi Mota? All right, we seem to have lost him there. Yes, sir. We have 10 seconds. Go
ahead.
Thank you so much, my brother. We thank the Father for his mercy, for his love. He's always good. He's good all the time. And we are praying for our sister. May the Father comfort him. May the Father strengthen them and the family. In the mighty name of Yahusha Mashiach.
The mighty name of Yahusha Mashiach. Nikki, the First Lady, we are praying for you. May the Father see you through in this.
Sure.
And may he take care of you in this kind of suffering, the things that has happened to you. And we continue to pray that may he comfort your heart. May he give you the divine comforts. And of course, thank you for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the small tower. Thank you so much, Jablan Dominic. Thank you so much, Sibopoulos. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him in our lives. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. We thank him. We thank him. And by his Holy Spirit, he guides us into truth. For me, Ray, it's been beautiful. It's been great. Next week, let's talk about spotlessness. What does it mean? What should it imply? Tuda! Rabah.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.